Okay, let's start with the Q&A session. First question comes from Javier Suárez, Mediobanca, and Rob Pulleyn, Morgan Stanley. It's about the guidance. 4.0 and 4.2 billion euros 2022 guidance includes PNM Resources. If not, how we will compensate it? Does the 12 billion euros EBITDA indication still apply?
We feel comfortable with our net profit outlook for 4 billion-4.2 billion, which even with the delay of PNM Resources contribution. Thanks to, for one side, the normalization of the energy markets. I think high prices affected, as I mentioned, negative to our retail activities in 2021, especially in U.K. and other countries as well. Higher regulated assets in networks, around 5 billion in both years, in 2021 and 2022. We are going to install, as I mentioned, increase our capacity in renewables in both year, close to 7,300. We expect the recovery wind resource after a very unusual year. For instance, I think in Britain especially, this year, in Britain, the production is increasing by 40% and close to 20% United States. I think, because I imagine you are going to make to me the question about the Spanish today lower hydroelectricity in Spain. I think partially is going to be compensated, not only because of this increase in renewable production and in installed power, but as well, even in hydroelectric with the Tâmega. The Tâmega River is beginning in operation at the now already. As well in Brazil, what we are already in this moment almost doubling the production towards previous year. Of course, we will continue with our operational efficiency, operational measures to reduce cost.
Second question comes from Jorge Guimarães, JB Capital, and is related to the reporting of this set of results. Should we read any strategic reorientation from the decision to merge the reporting lines of renewables and liberalize and supply?
Well, I think it's Pepe mentioned we are committed with transparency. I think it's we understand that this breakdown reflects better the reality of the dynamics of this particular situation. I said this particular situation of the markets. I think for one hand, we have already regulated network activity. That's clear. Everybody understand very well. I think on this side, we have non-regulated activities that we sell to our renewable production and our production forward to our customers. Therefore, it makes no sense to reflect theoretical positive or negative margin between renewables and retail. They are not impacting our consolidated basis. We are not already selling at pool prices. We are selling at fixed prices, the agreement with our customers and according with the cost we are already generating. I think that for this reason, I think that already give already more clarity in this particular pricing scenario. I think you can imagine if there are any additional cost, we have to pass already to the customers, if there are any increases for whatever reason. I think that why I think they gave better. We are going to do in the future, well, you, investor relations will explain to you. I think I would like to say that is very particular scenario we are seeing. We have already never seen a situation that the prices move from 50 to 200 at the pool prices, but we've not been selling at 200. I think I would like to insist, if instead of selling at the price we've been selling, we've been or we had already been selling at 200, our result had already doubled. I think that is a good, clear message that we had not already had windfall profit. The windfall profit was not a reality because we not never been selling our power, our energy at the pool prices, especially the Spanish market. Just the opposite. I think the opposite, that we had already been keeping and maintaining our policy of fixed prices to our customers. That has already, in many countries, has already produced already negative effect. Not only not benefiting, but negative effect because in the case we have not already enough power, we've been forced to buy already in the market at the higher prices, which is, for instance, the case of United Kingdom.
Next question comes from Hatmet Farman. Do we expect further regulatory intervention as prices remain high? Hatmet comes from Jefferies, sorry.
So, I think it's the European Commission has reacted quickly to the current price environment scenario, publishing a toolbox. I would like to emphasize this one because I think has already been a clear rules have to be made. For one side, state the reason of the current prices is there is the gas is responsible of that one. The second one is reaffirmed in the market principle and the good functioning of the CO2 market, the ETS. The third one urges the member state to accelerate the deployment of renewables. Now even is more needed, not only for because of the prices of the emission, but as well for diminishing the external dependency of energy. We are already suffering this moment problems of price because we have external dependency. Instead of that, we will have already our own energy production that will help on that one. Include as well measures to lower energy bills, mainly to vulnerable customers, without affecting the market. It incentivates bilateral contracts, exactly what we are doing. I think we need to make more and more bilateral contracts. So I think thanks to this bilateral contract, in our case, we have already managed to maintain the prices to our customers. And the bill mostly has not been affected to most of our customers for this changing of the spot market. I think if we have not really had that one, I think the situation will be much worse. So I think the situation in UK with the intervention a few years ago with the price cap shows that artificial market intervention usually provide undesired result to customers and taxpayers. At the same time, then damaging the retail companies as well. In any case, I think is I would like to insist we had not already had wind profit, as you can see in our 2021 result. But I would like to be clear: any tax increases is an increase in cost, and if there is an increase in cost, that will reflect it in the price in one manner or another in the future.
Next question comes from Gonzalo Sánchez Cordona, UBS, and Jorge Guimaraes, JB Capital. What is your expectation regarding the clawbacks in Spain? Do you think the gas clawback will be extended beyond Q1 2022? When do you expect the CO2 clawback to be passed, and in which form?
So I would like to to insist already that what the European Commission has already said about the situation of prices. I think this toolbox it reaffirms the principle of the good functioning of the CO2 market, identify the gas as the reason of the current prices, ask member states to accelerate deployment of renewables, include measures to reduce bill, mainly to vulnerables, incentivize bilateral contracts. Let me, I would like to insist because I think it's clear this point. Nevertheless, I will give you a final idea when we see the final outcome. I would like only to give you some data, some numbers. The carbon actions, revenues, according with the European Union, have to be used to protect the vulnerable customers in the European Union. That is what it recommends. I think only in the case of Spain, the collection this year at the today's prices, the carbon prices, is close to 6 billion euros. 6 billion, which can be easily to be used for already those which are vulnerable. I would like to insist again, if there are any additional cost in our prices with whatever type of taxes, charges, or whatever thing, that increase the cost of power generation. And that will already force to modify and to increase the prices to our consumers. The fact our contracts with the customers at a fixed price is reflecting this possibility.
Next question comes from Harry Wyburd, Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Javier Suárez, Mediobanca, Jorge Alonso, Societe Generale, and Hadmet Fairman, Jefferies. Can you give us details for your forward selling strategy in Spain and the UK in terms of volume and prices? Would you expect positive outlook prices to persist in 2023 and beyond?
So, selling strategy, perhaps Armando, you can already explain this one. So I think it's selling, you mentioned is selling strategy in Spain. How is the position in our pricing? And that is the question, no?
Yeah, sí, Armando. This trend.
Yeah, yeah, you made the comments.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, for us, let me try to give you some flavor about the retail business. For instance, in 2021, we have sold around 85 euros per kilowatt hours. Once include all cost of retail margin, that is all the cost. But this is equivalent to around 60 euros of wholesale price. Okay, for our product, for our own production. So this price will continue the same level, more or less, to 2022. And this will allow us to maintain the strategy of providing long-term contracts and maintain fixed prices to our customers. This is what we are doing now, to try to sell fixed prices to alleviate the high prices of energy. I think it's very important to know, as the chairman is saying, that we are not benefiting for any windfall profits. We are able to sell our own electricity around a price that is slightly higher than the cost itself of our production. And in the UK, I think the chairman has explained about what is the situation now with the price cap, and we will see what is going on in the next months.
Next question comes from Jorge Alonso, Societe Generale, and is related to a kind of additional color in the UK supply unit for 2022.
So perhaps you can already explain, Armando.
Okay, so again, going back to our, I think you know how the having the situation of the UK's retail business last year, very pressed about this price cap. And again, I think the situation now is the result of a very poor design of the price floor. The price cap has become the price floor. I want to remind again and repeat that this is when you intervene the markets like this, the situation is something that we are seeing in the UK. And the situation is that more than 30 retailers has been failed during this situation. And this have an extremely high cost that will be paid for the rest taxpayers. We have been waiting for Ofgem in order to have a response of this situation, and we heard about that, the price cap update. I think we have gone in the positive direction, but it does include all the costs, and we will see what is going on about methodology for the next price cap, things about that, many things we still need to hear about how to be that. But again, this is a perfect example of what happens with market intervention. And at the end, this measure don't work, and companies fails, customers are not benefited, and taxpayers need to pay the cost.
So I think nevertheless, I think is, as I mentioned before, I think is the measures already taken are in the good direction. I think we are recognizing mostly the cost incurred, but I think it still is not enough. I think that we have already generated certain losses in the past. Then one way or another one have to be compensated. I think for the time being, they are trying to solve the future, but it's not still solving what we have already suffered in the past. I think we have already now in talks with the regulator and we hope that we'll reach a good agreement for the future. I think it's positive, the move, but it's not enough.
Next question comes from Alberto Gandolfi, Goldman Sachs. Can you update on the IRRs you are seeing on recent renewable awards? And are you seeing PPAs, FITs adjusting to reflect equipment cost inflation?
IRR. So I think, it's, as I mentioned, we sell most of the energy to our customers, so we are not already depending on the auction. So I think we're depending on the market condition. I think it's clear the competition in this segment is increasing in the market, and I think that is impacting the lower added value technologies, impacting more to lower added value technologies like PV than other like offshore. I think we are convinced that offshore gave good opportunities, and that's why we are already in that one, and the spread in this segment still is much higher than other one. Nevertheless, I think we are seeing the prices are increasing in most, either in the, especially in PPAs, partially to the higher capex. I think I was already last week in United States, and I was talking with our people there, and the PPAs they are signing in this moment are already higher prices than they were before, because I think simply because the capex I think is higher than they were. So, nevertheless, I think we have already in the 22nd, we can already provide you more detail on the 22nd of March of all these things in the, our capital market day. But I think certain the prices are going to be affected, higher prices because higher capex. But I think in our case, most of the electricity is not depending on action, it's depending how agile we are ready to move in the different markets.
Hadmet Farman and Harry from Jefferies, sorry, and Harry Whitewood from Bank of America are interested in knowing the potential spin-off of the offshore wind business.
I would like to say that in this moment it's not in our table. As you know, we are already now focused in a different manner with more partnership with other companies, as you are already seeing and I already presented. But still is an option. So I think it's not in our table, but it's an option. But now we are focused in partnership with other companies more than making already an IPO on this segment.
Same professional want to know the latest trend in input cost of our investments.
The input cost?
Number nine.
Four. What latest trends? I think with our input cost. Okay, so far I think we have around 708,000 megawatt under construction, as I mentioned, and I have to say that and I think that was informed last week in the state as well. We have only been affected in two solar projects, United States, with altogether is 100 million. If I remember, but one is Beethoven, another one Beer, Great Beer, or One Beer, or something like that. I think 300 megawatt in 7,800. And I think the news I got, I think that was because of the supply of solar panels, but I think because they had certain delays, but I think as far as I know, that has been already sold. The terms has been agreed, and I think they're expecting that this started to receive from during this quarter and beginning next quarter. So I think we are going to have major delays on that one. In terms of for the future, for 2022, I mentioned already our equipment, I think, is mostly purchased globally. We have already advanced orders in the last 2 years for 20 billion, as I've been telling you in the last meetings. 80-90% of these capex are already fixed costs before we take the investment decision. So I think we fix the prices of the equipment prior of taking the decision of investment. And I think also we use hedges for our major procurement costs, especially in things which are related with FX, which I think Pepe has already good work on that one for avoiding surprises in this area.
Next question comes from JJ Ruiz, Barclays, and Jorge Alonso, Societe Generale, and is the following. How will you cover the shortfall in hydro production in Q1 in Spain? Will there be a cost implied in this move?
Well, as I mentioned already, we have already our energy sold. All our estimates contemplate already this scenario. I think we have enough power at CCGTs for already providing this. But I think, as I mentioned, I think Spain is a piece in the global. Spain cannot be affected in hydro, but I think Spain and Portugal are already the same market. Tâmega is already now in operation. Tâmega alone is over 1,000 megawatt of power, which I think is roughly 10% of our total hydroelectric power in Spain. So So also, I think we are already compensated with, as well, with another countries, with the wind and the new renewable we are building in the country. So I think we are not any longer a company, we are depending on hydroelectric condition of Spain. We are a company where we are much global, and I think if the Spanish drought, as last year was already very low production of wind, as I mentioned in UK, or very bad year in wind as well, United States, with this year is precisely in the opposite direction, much higher production. In the past was already, last year was very bad in Brazil, this year we are almost doubling the production of hydroelectric in Brazil. So I think that will affect, but in the global terms will not already affect almost nothing because we'll be compensated with the production in other places.
Question 11 comes from Alberto Gandolfi, Goldman Sachs. My opinion is that has something to do with the next 23rd March event, but I'm going to write it. There seems to be not shortage in opportunities in green energy. How do you plan to fund this while still creating value for shareholders? Do you still see balance sheet headroom, or do you need disposals?
Well, as you mentioned very well, I think it's a question that we are going to comment to you in the next Investor Day on 22nd of March. But probably we'll use all means for already funding that one. I think we have already plenty of ideas how to finance all those things. No, of course, not equity, as Pepe mentioned to me, not equity, certainly not.
Next question from Rob Poulet, Morgan Stanley, and it's regarding PNM deal. What gives Iberdrola confidence it can overturn the existing opposition to the deal and that this will proceed in 2023?
Well, I think the opposition doesn't exist. I think it's either for the 23 or the 24 parts involved in the deal, which represent all the sectors of the New Mexico economy and the New Mexico population, are in favor. So the second one, we have the full political support of that one. And the third one, we have all federal permits. It's only that one. I think I heard already that the Attorney General also is already taking action against the regulator, and we are already in this moment already went together with PNM to the Supreme Court of New Mexico because the decision they took, nobody understand. I think it's 23 parts of the 24th is already approving supporting that one. Which are those parts represent the immense majority of the New Mexican people, and that's why I think the Attorney General and the government and the society are very supportive. So I think we are very confident that is going to happen. So that's why we already went to the Supreme Court, and we expect that we have already positive answer in the near future.
Next question comes from Harry Wyburd, Bank of America, Jorge Guimarães, JB Capital, and Jorge Alonso, Societe Generale. What is the current outlook in Mexico, given recent comment from the Mr. AMLO? Are you confident you can maintain your operation and earnings?
Well, I have to say that we continue operating in the normal condition. So I think there are already a constitutional reform, which is still in the Congress. I think we will see how it evolves, and we will see what is the final decision. And I think it's the level of availability and utilization of our plant is well above 80%. So I think it's well in the normality. So I think that is what I can say.
Next question comes from Gonzalo Sánchez Bordona, UBS, and probably is related to Pepe. What is the reason for the negative working capital evolution in Q4, and which amount do you expect to recover, and when?
Pepe?
Yeah, hi, Gonzalo. I mean, we had a relatively large impact. The largest part of the impact comes from the VAT. As you know, well, the VAT is paid on the spot prices. As the spot prices were high, we had to pay the 21%. But in addition to that, now we are charging a 10% to customers. So there is a big distortion there. And, well, more than 500 million. And we are expecting to recover that in 6 months. The other element has been that we have a volatility in commodities derivative settlements, obviously. We are expecting also to recover that. It is difficult to to say, but we are expecting to recover that also. And finally, there was some delays in invoicing due to all the regulatory changes that we have seen in Spain, and obviously that will be recovered in the next month. So I would say that between 3 and 6 months, we will recover most of the negative working capital movements.
Next question comes from Javier Suarez, Mediobanca, and is related to the Senate case and the possible calendar of this thing.
So I think regarding this case, we have already provided all the information to the investigation. I think we've been for years not having access to the files. We had already offered last year to the investigation team the testimony of any director of employee of the company. I think finally we have already had the opportunity of making these testimonies. And this matter now is in the hands of our legal services. Maybe I think Gerardo Codes, our business legal director, can give you more detail. Gerardo, can you explain?
Okay, Chairman, thank you. The latest facts clearly show that the investigation is being promoted by a competitor who is using its position in the process to try to damage the company's reputation in its own interest. Okay? So the procedure could still take some time. After the testimonies, this case is now only one more of the thousands that we have all over the world, because we maintain the same conclusion. There is no irregular conduct for any employee or director based on the conclusions of the internal investigation, which is based on an independent forensic carried out by PwC with no limitation, and all the clarifications given to the judge by employees and directors. We have asked for legal opinions to different Spanish and international law firms, Garrigues, Baker & McKenzie, Allen Overy, and their conclusions are that there is no case under Spanish law, and under UK and US law, this case against the directors and employees that are currently in Iberdrola would not even be presented by a prosecutor to a court or a jury.
So thank you very much. Ignacio, more questions?
Okay, no. As today is a day full of results, we want to keep our commitment to be in relation to the duration of this conference call, and this is why I'm now passing the floor, or give you the floor to conclude this event, Mr. Galán.
So thank you very much for taking part of this conference call. Let me remind that as always, our investor relations team will be available for any further information you may require. And in a month, we will be present in London, and we will update our business plan in our next capital market, and I'll be very pleased to have the opportunity to meet all of you. Thank you very much, and see you in March. Thank you.